can feel it.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. More dangerously cold conditions across the Midwest and the South. The cold snap has been blamed for at least 9 deaths. Parts of Tennessee have seen twice their annual snowfall average. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is proposing a new rule to rein in overdraft fees charged by banks. Those fees can typically cost $35 per transaction.
Under the proposed rule, the CFPB is seeking to decrease overdraft fees to as low as $3. It says the proposal could save consumers $3.5 billion every year.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze in Washington. President Biden sitting down with bipartisan congressional leaders today to discuss funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the southern border. The president requesting $106 billion in supplemental foreign aid. But Republicans want to tie additional Ukraine money with major changes to U.S. border policy. The American Cancer Society saying cancer deaths have fallen by a third since 1991. This is ABC News. The oldest surviving or serving senator is being treated at a hospital with antibiotics for an infection. The office of 90-year-old Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says he'll be back at work as soon as possible. Record low birth rates are being seen in several countries.
China's population falling for the second year in a row in 2023 by 2.08 million, according to the National Bureau of Statistics, with a record low birth rate and wave of COVID-19 deaths believed to be the biggest factors. In France, meanwhile, President Emmanuel Macron is now promising to overhaul parental leave after France reported the lowest number of births since World War II. Germany, Italy, and Spain have also seen significant drops in birth rates in recent years. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
Underway in Kenya, an ambitious project to try to save critically endangered black rhinos. The plan tranquilize and move 21 of them to new homes, a process that'll likely take weeks. Officials tried the same thing 3 years ago, but all 11 of the rhinos involved died. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Democratic law firm in Washington, D.C. is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional map. The Elias Law Group says the court's landmark ruling on the Wisconsin legislature's map last month calls into question Wisconsin's U.S. House districts. Governor Evers says Republican senators were wrong to fire Public Service Commissioner Tyler Huebner yesterday. Senator Brad Paff was himself fired as acting Agriculture Secretary. He says Republicans are playing politics with the governor's appointments.
Rigid partisan ideology accomplishes nothing for the people of the state. And quite frankly, it just demonstrates to them that the government is broken and it does not work.
Republicans point out they've confirmed more than 480 of Evers' appointees. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Thursday, January 18th at 7 p.m., it's boys basketball with Shawmigan hosting Newman, brought to you by Steve Jetland. Be sure to tune in right here on 98Q Country.
The Badgers lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers fall to the Nittany Lions at Penn State. Matt LePay.
With 0.4 of a second left, they'll get it in to Baldwin. It's over. Penn State, a four-point winner here at the Bryce Jordan Center as the students make their way onto the floor here in State College.
The final 87-83, the Badgers got into foul trouble early. Head coach Greg Gard.
Four times we fouled jump shooters, and we hadn't done that in a while. I thought we had kind of moved past that.
So now the Badgers are 13-4. They host Indiana Friday night. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Saturday night's game against the 49ers. Sometimes teams go a day early when playing games on the West Coast, but Matt LaFleur declined.
It's something we talked about, but we figured it'd be best to stay in our normal routine. It's a short week anyways, has its own set of challenges, and just felt like it was best for us to stay in as normal as routine as possible.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Taking a look at that Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, Thursday the 18th. By the way, please get those orders in by 1:30 today so they're ready for you tomorrow. Tomorrow they're serving up ham, scalloped potatoes, squash, and applesauce. All your meals come with milk and bread and butter. Locations are in Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Brentwood, and Kennan. Price County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Upgrade your home with new outlets from LeGrand, including new USB outlets. Charge more of your devices without the need for bulky AC adapters. All LeGrand USB devices are on sale now. Charge the latest devices up to 2 times faster with a 15-amp USB Type-C outlet. Pick one up for $32.99. Hurry in and save big now at Menards. Good through January 21st. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today and cold with a high right around 5 degrees. That wind chill factor will still be well below zero here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy will drop down to 9 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 8 above. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Then on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 8. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below 0.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has 2 locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and duros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Therese-Line, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. A well-known albino white-tailed deer buck that had been seen for more than 10 years in the Burnett County town of Scott recently was found dead. It's believed the buck died of natural causes. The lack of snow aided a local family in finding the white buck lying on a hillside. I'll share more details when we return, but first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back. For the past 14 or 15 years, the king has been a majestic albino white-tailed buck living in the Spooner area. But time even catches up with royalty. The local legend recently passed away in the Burnett County town of Scott. A thin six-pointer at the time he died of old age, the albino was once a massive 12-pointer, admired by many for more than a decade. He was a legend in Northwest Wisconsin. News of the buck's passing caused a ripple across the township, even throughout the region. Only a few hours after being announced on the Spooner Advocate Facebook page, more than 300 people had commented and shared, with photos and videos pouring in. Washburn County Highway Commissioner Brian Danielson found the deer not long after it passed. He notified a local Wisconsin conservation warden, and there are plans to have the white-tailed deer preserved with a full body mount. I'm Rob Therese-Line, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot a pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Sick, all the thing I gotta do.
a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she's the same. What's the matter, you? Hey, God of no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time.
Edition of Reality Radio at 13 past 8. We're going to be chatting with all kinds of folks here this morning. We got Missy coming in from the Park Falls Chamber. We've got Laura Polskill to talk a little Winterfest in Phillips. We've got Amy Ring, head coach of the Phillips boys basketball team. We were going to do a coach's show yesterday, but the schedule got a little bit off, so we're going to do that today. Right around 9 o'clock, we'll put it all together and maybe even talk a little Shawamigan sports with her. High school AD for Shawamigan, Darren Patterson. But we're going to kick off the day talking a little outdoors, a little ice fishing and more. We got Craig in here from Bader's Sports Center in Phillips. How we doing? Oh, Craig, hey, we'll turn a microphone here so we can hear you. Here we go. How you doing, Craig?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Enjoying the beautiful winter scenery up here, right?
You know, I like the 30-degree weather now.
I'd rather see 25 and a lot of snow than this and no snow. I think most people probably would agree with that. So.
Right.
Yeah. So Bader Sports Center, a fourth generation business. I got that right? Yes. Yeah. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. Stormy Cromer, the home of your Stormy Cromers. You got to love that stuff. But we're thinking ice fishing and Winterfest coming up here, Craig, right?
Yep. A week from Saturday. It's big event day.
Yeah.
Kicks off on Friday. But we've got a lot of stuff in the store that get people ready for the Winterfest. We're going to have some sales on some stuff going on all week and then also some daily sales. So.
All right. Stuff to keep people warm, first of all. Barbie, a little clothing in there for that, right?
A little clothing in there for that. Stuff to keep the people warm out on the ice. We got some ice shelters, a couple of them set up in the store.
All right. Are people rolling out their shacks onto the ice now? Is it getting solid enough for that with this cold weather? Or?
Yeah, I'm hearing 10 to 12 inches of ice, so that's, it's getting a lot better.
So it's getting close to where people can put their big shacks, not just the little pop-ups out there?
I haven't seen any of that yet. I saw one brave individual out there with a...
it's always that one, Craig.
with a pop-up.
But
we've got heaters down there. I've got a pop-up shelter, and I'll tell you what, a small heater in there, and
Yeah.
You're toasty warm. Get out of that wind.
So you can have baiters, you can set them up, a little pop-up, a little heater. I mean, they can be pretty comfortable pretty fast out there in the ice, right?
Oh, you bet.
And I would guess the ice fishing's got to be, is it pretty good? I would guess, right?
Well, I think the cold weather kind of shut things down a little bit.
Okay.
Plus, there haven't been a lot of guys out fishing. It's just too darn cold.
That's stirring it up. So when it gets really cold like this, I would guess those fish go pretty deep down there, right?
I would imagine. And they're still affected by the barometric pressure and everything else, even with that layer of ice on the lake. So.
Yeah, but next week, I mean, we're going to see a change. Next week, we're going to see temperatures in the 30s. And by the time Winterfest rolls around, I think with the fish, things might be moving a little bit out there.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big ice fishing tournament, too, that they put on. That's really developed into a big tournament, hasn't it?
Oh, that whole Winterfest thing has turned into quite a ordeal.
Because people can fish, I think, up and down a lot of the chain of lakes there, right?
For
that tournament, is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, you can see them right out there from Baiters. We're across from the chamber there as kind of the headquarters of it. So Stormy Cromers and the ice fishing stuff, too, and anything else related to whether folks are hunting or fishing and stuff like that, even the bait, right, for them?
Well, we got the live bait. Anybody going out on the ice for ice fishing or during Winterfest, we also have Deer Creek Angus in there. So if you're looking for a snack, they've got hot sticks, snack sticks, jerky. If you want to take the grill out, they've got steaks and hamburger right in the freezer in the store.
Grilling on the ice is just something about that that just seems weird, but that's good, though.
Oh, yeah.
If you get enough ice out there, you're good.
Well, some of those guys get out there. I think fishing is secondary. It's more of a...
Oh, yeah.
The party atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, the tip-up. Look at that. How long's that been up?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's about the camaraderie and all that stuff, and catching fish is wonderful, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, even warm weather, I go out fishing, and if I catch fish, it's a bonus.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you've got, for those of you listening who have cabins and stuff up here, and you're looking for a little decor, you got a little furniture in there too, right?
Yep. Kurt from Burt Elk Log Decor brought in some new pieces for the store.
Okay.
He does a lot of custom work. We've got his contact information, so if anybody's interested in any of his craftsmanship, we can get you in touch with him. And
very unique up north designs that he does, right?
Yes, and it's all custom work. So
yeah, very cool. So you can stop by Baiters for information on that. And we mentioned the Stormy Cromer stuff, too. Not everybody gets to be a Stormy Cromer a dealership, or whatever they call it, but you guys are.
Yes.
One of the few in the surrounding area, so everything they need, Stormy Cromer, right?
Correct. And if we don't have in stock, we'll be happy to order it for you.
Yeah. All right. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save, Baiter Sports Center. When you're ice fishing, I was going to say hunting. Was there trapping going on? I don't know what happens in January, hunting and trapping-wise.
Well, the hunting seasons are pretty much done.
Yeah, yeah.
But trapping, yeah. Ice fishing is the big deal now.
Ice fishing is the big deal, you bet. All right, so Winterfest going on. So when you're in town for Winterfest, get on into Baiters, see Craig and the boys in there. And they'll get you all the bait and whatever else you may need to make it happen out there. All right, anything else I missed there, Craig, you wanted to mention?
Well, if people want to see our specials going on during or right before Winterfest, check us out on our Facebook page.
All right, Bader, Baiters Sports Center in Phillips. All right, Craig. Good to see you, and Winterfest is going to be a little milder, so we'll all hang in there for that. All right. We're open. Thanks, Craig.
All right.
Craig from Baiter Sports Center in Phillips joining us on the morning show.
Drill into deals on top power tool brands at Fleet Farm. We're the top destination for Milwaukee tools with our selection of over 250 power tool options and even more accessories and attachments. And this week, get a Milwaukee 5-tool combo kit for just $219.99. Buy a 2-pack of M18 red lithium batteries and get a free M18 cordless portable tire inflator. Save on powerful tools for your everyday jobs from brands you trust at Fleet Farm.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, it's 8:21. Joel here. Austin is here. And we're going to be scattering in some birthdays. It's our very own 98Q reality radio version of Birthday Jeopardy today.
Are
you
Uh-oh.
Oh, you got to put some headphones on. You got to be able to hear this. Because these are going to be audio daily doubles. Hopefully the volume on that is working. Are we working?
Well, if it is, great. If not, this is going to be a lot harder.
All right. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, good. All right. So I'm going to play an audio clip, and you're going to tell me who this is, and it's their birthday today, too. So there you go.
This is not going to go well. I don't know celebrities.
What did I do here? Oh, there it is. Okay. All right. You can't cheat by looking at the computer, though. Did you cheat already?
I did.
Oh, dang it.
What surprised even you about the way she took on this mantle of first ladyism?
You know, we all knew she was brilliant.
Well, that's a giveaway anyway.
Because I got to guess that just from the voice of Wonderful Obama there.
Michelle Obama, I thought that was a Michelle Obama clip, but obviously it's Oprah Winfrey and her and Barack talking about Michelle Obama. So Michelle Obama, the first lady, is celebrating a birthday today. She is, how old do you think she is today? Look at you on this.
That's a dangerous question.
I think that, Barack Obama left office like 7 years ago. Add 7 years to that.
I'm going to guess she might be in like early to mid 50s.
You're close. 60.
Oh, okay.
60. I mean, she looks pretty good for 60.
I always try to guess on the generous side.
Yeah. Maiden name for Michelle Obama?
That one I don't know.
I don't either. Robinson. Michelle Robinson.
No, like my grandma.
So former first lady. And she is celebrating a 60th birthday today. All right. Did you cheat and look at this one yet?
I did not. I saw you were loading something, so I looked away.
This person born on this day.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. George can't hit what his hands can't see. Now you see me, now you don't. He think he will, but I know he won't. They tell me George is good, but I'm twice as nice. And I'm going to stick to his butt like white on rice.
That's right.
That was the greatest of all time.
Maybe the greatest boxing talker. Not maybe. He was the greatest boxing talker of all time.
Was that the mighty Muhammad Ali?
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I was very surprised that you got that. Very nice.
So was I.
Very nice. Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr. And for religious purposes, he changed his name to Muhammad Ali. He was, tell you what. They would do like Friday night fights on ABC, CBS, or whatever, and he was the show. He was the show. Just his ability to entertain. He was a great boxer, but his entertaining capabilities were WWE quality, wrestling quality. Born on this day, 1942, Muhammad Ali. He passed back in 2016. All right, one more for you. This guy born on this day. Jeopardy Daily Double, audio Daily Double.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
And the voice of this is CNN.
James Earl Jones.
There you go. Very impressive, young man. He actually is 93 today. He's still going.
Good for him.
Yeah, that was from the Field of Dreams. And he was also in the movie, was it Sandlot, the baseball movie? Oh, he's good in that, too. James Earl Jones.
I only got 2 out of 3 on our little Jeopardy game because the first one I accidentally cheated, but yeah. To quote Meatloaf, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
All right. I got one more for you here. So 2 out of 3. Hang on. I'm assuming he's not cheating by looking. You're going to get this one. This is going to be easy peasy. Birthday boy, here we go.
Hey, maybe I'll give you a call sometime. Your number's still 911? All righty then.
There you go.
That is Jim Carrey.
And I couldn't believe how old he is today.
How old is he?
What do you think?
He's got to be in his 60s, I want to say.
Yeah, 62.
Wow.
I guess that's why he's not doing the crazy Ace Ventura type movies, those physical type movies anymore.
He was just a wacky actor. That's the best way to describe him, is just plain insane.
And I understand that people didn't like his comedy, but for me, he's one of my favorites.
Oh, I love the way he acts. It's just so off the wall that it's entertaining.
And some of the outtakes, if you go to YouTube and do Jim Carrey outtakes, like from Liar Liar and other ones, I mean, he would ad-lib away from the script so much, and then they would just find something that he did, and they would put it in the movie.
Yeah, it's like the script was a guideline. He was just off doing his own thing.
Yeah, very talented and still continues. I think he's kind of backed away from doing a lot of movies. I haven't seen his name out there too much.
I haven't really seen it at all these days, but I mean, I guess it makes sense. He's 62. He's had a career of years long.
He has never received a single Oscar nomination. The Oscars don't like funny people.
That is a crime in and of itself.
The Academy, they just don't like funny people. It's all, well, it's artistically correct.
It stirs the emotions.
Yeah.
It sends a positive message.
Yes.
Like, well, so does laughter.
Yes. So he started out in Living Color, and he has been nominated for 6 Golden Globes, winning 4 for Man in the Moon. That was good. The Truman Show is one of my all-time favorites. The others were for the Mask and for Liar Liar, and The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. He's fabulous in that. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and you can go on and on. His Ace Ventura movies, I understand why they didn't get awards. They're just silly funny. Just silly funny.
The Mask is the one I think of whenever I think of Jim Carrey, because that movie was more of a fever dream than a movie.
Yeah.
I have to watch it again. That was fun.
And then he did ones like The Truman Show, where it was just a little more drama, some comedy in there, but more of the drama. And that's kind of what comedians like to do. They like to establish themselves as being funny and then say, well, look what else I can do, too.
He does have a pretty wide range.
Yeah. So Jim Carrey, one of my favorites. Celebrating a 62nd birthday today. So look at you go. 3 out of 4. I don't think you would have gotten the first one. Well, you would have, but we're going to give you 3 for 3 because that first one was very deceiving. I thought it was Michelle Obama clip, and it was actually Oprah and Barack Obama.
You don't listen to the clips ahead of time? Are you trying to get us taken off air?
I sometimes do. I didn't have time to do it this time. I wanted to be equally as shocked as you were, and I was. Let's get our news update, and we'll get to the rest of the birthdays.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is one step closer to letting gas stations and other businesses build their own electric vehicle chargers. A bill that passed the state Senate yesterday would change Wisconsin regulations to allow it. About 15% of Wisconsin's children are obese. State lawmakers are introducing 5 bills to help kids get in shape. One of them would require 180 minutes of physical activity in schools through 8th grade.
Our schools are already required to do Phi-Ed, but instead of focusing sheerly on the academic section, perhaps on what is tennis, we're going to actually get our kids playing tennis and moving as much as possible.
Representative William Penterman is a member of the Speaker's Childhood Obesity Task Force. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Thursday, January 18th at 7 p.m., it's boys basketball with Shawmomgan hosting Newman, brought to you by Steve Jetlin. Be sure to tune in right here on 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. More dangerously cold conditions across the Midwest and the South. The cold snap has been blamed for at least 9 deaths. Parts of Tennessee have seen twice their annual snowfall average. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is proposing a new rule to rein in overdraft fees charged by banks. Those fees can typically cost $35 per transaction.
Under the proposed rule, the CFPB is seeking to decrease overdraft fees to as low as $3. It says the proposal could save consumers $3.5 billion every year.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze in Washington. President Biden sitting down with bipartisan congressional leaders today to discuss funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the southern border. The president requesting $106 billion in supplemental foreign aid. But Republicans want to tie additional Ukraine money with major changes to U.S. border policy. The American Cancer Society saying cancer deaths have fallen by a third since 1991. This is ABC News.
In an upset. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had not lost to a Big Ten opponent until they faced Penn State and Kane Clary.
Shot clock down at 10. Game clock at 44. Clary drives by Wall, pulls, pops, good off the glass. He has been spectacular. Penn State up 6, 34 seconds to play.
Matt LePay with the call. Clary finished with 29 points on the way to an 87-83 win for Penn State over Wisconsin. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, the turnovers, I thought early, right from the start, we just got a little frenzied, and that gave them confidence as they were able to jump out to that lead that we could never quite get back where we felt we could get in control of it.
The Badgers host Indiana Friday night. NFL, the Packers will be without backup outside linebacker Kingsley Enagbare after he suffered a knee injury against the Cowboys. Rookie Lucas Van Ness will have to step up as a pass rusher against the 49ers this Saturday night.
I think the more he plays, the better he gets.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today and cold with a high right around 5 degrees. That wind chill factor will still be well below zero here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy will drop down to 9 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 8 above. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Then on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 8. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below zero.
All right. Enough of that. Weather update brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling. Your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. The rest of our birthdays. I don't see any local ones here, so happy birthday if it's a big day for you on the 17th of January. The Scottish DJ, singer, songwriter Calvin Harris is celebrating a 40th birthday today.
Dwayne. Scottish?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Scottish. You know who that is?
Calvin Harris?
Yeah.
I've heard of him.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he's Scottish, apparently. All right. He makes upwards of $65 million a year as a DJ, singer, songwriter, and producer, too.
Must be nice, but think of the taxes.
He's one of Taylor Swift's many celebrity exes.
Mm.
And previously went out with British singer Rita Ora. Good for Calvin. His real name is Adam Wiles.
Mm.
Calvin Harris. People are still changing their names for celebrity reasons. Which kind of baffles me a little bit.
Even though it's really easy to find out their actual name.
Yeah, so he's 40. Dwayne Wade, the Marquette basketball star, went on to be an NBA star also. And he is 42 today. He just announced he was donating like three. He met with the Marquette basketball team a couple of days ago before their game. And then announced he was donating $3 million to, like, I think for playground equipment and stuff. I don't know if it was in Milwaukee or whatever. But all around a pretty good guy. Dwayne Wade, 42 today. Amanda Wilkinson from the group The Wilkinsons is 42. Zoe Deschanel. That's a good name. Should have changed your last name to that. Deschanel.
The amount of times I've had different people suggest, like, man, you could have changed your name to this.
Deschanel. It sounds like a perfume, doesn't it?
It does. I think it might actually be a perfume.
It might be. So the actress from The New Girl, The Yes Man, Almost Famous, and many others. Elf. Oh, was she the love interest of Will Ferrell and Elf?
Of Buddy the Elf?
She might have been. That's Zooey Deschanel.
Okay. That puts things into a better perspective.
Yeah. She's 44 today. Maxime it's Russian.
Yeah,
no, Ukrainian, actually. Ukrainian-born. Anytime there's V's and K's next to each other and it ends in a Y, you know you're talking Russia or Ukraine or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Somewhere in that range.
The Ukrainian-American is one of the professional dancers on Dancing with the Stars in 2014. He and Olympic ice dancer Meryl Davis placed first. Mm. So Maxime Shermakovsky.
That's a fun name to say.
44. I might have actually said it right.
Wow, congratulations.
Kid Rock. You know who Kid Rock is, right?
Heard of him.
Real name is Bob Robert James Ritchie. He's a, well, rocker, rapper, kind of just a rebel, I guess. Grammy-nominated Michigan native. Started out as a rapper and expanded into kind of Southern rock. He's had a couple of, he had a song called Picture he did with a duet many, many years ago. So he's done a little bit of everything. And he is 53, Kid Rock, today.
No longer kid.
Naveen Andrews, yeah, should be middle-aged or getting older Rock. actor, TV's Lost and Sense 8. Naveen Andrews is 55. We mentioned Michelle Obama. Is it former First Lady or are you always a First Lady?
I mean, everybody still refers to her as First Lady, but I guess it would be former technically since she's no longer the current one.
And once you say, I mean, I've heard it, I've heard presidents in different ways too. People say President Carter, President
I think it depends on who you're talking to and how much they like the current president.
That's very true, yeah. But I don't think it's an insult to put the name, put former in front of it. Just,
oh, no,
just,
it's not.
Just for the fact to leave out any confusion,
yeah,
of someone who may have just come to this country or is young and is just like, well, I thought so-and-so was the president.
Yeah, you're talking to someone young or if you're on the internet talking to someone outside of the country, it's just better for clarification.
It's not an insult. So former First Lady Michelle Obama, maiden name Robinson, is 60 today. And we mentioned Jim Carrey from all the funny movies and stuff he has done. He is 62 today. Steve Harvey. We went through a lot of hosts of the Family Feud to finally get to one that Richard Dawson was the original host of the Family Feud, and then we went through just a lineup of people, Family Feud, just from Louis Anderson to yada, yada, yada. And now Steve Harvey, if you've ever watched the most recent Family Feud, he's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny. He's very personable and funny. And I think they're still making those, I believe.
I think they might be. I don't know. I haven't kept up with that side of the TV world.
I think it only airs on the Game Show Network, maybe. I'm not sure if it airs anywhere else.
Which it's funny that to me that there is a Game Show Network.
Yeah. Oh, I remember the first time I stumbled upon the Game Show Network. My wife and I were just, I think we were just married back in late 90s, early 2000s. And we stayed at a Super 8. And at Super 8, they had cable, and there was a Game Show Network. And we looked at it, and we said, Game Show Network? What's that? And Press My Luck was on there, mm-hmm. and others with the Whammies. And we're like, this is really cool. And yep. we still watch the Game Show Network.
It's got all the greats on there.
It does. It does.
And that's actually the only place you're probably going to find them.
And they have newer game shows, too, ones that they produce. But most of it is older game shows.
Yeah.
So Steve Harvey, the current host of Family Feud, and I think he's the greatest host ever. I think he's better than Richard Dawson was, actually, 67 for Steve Harvey. Steve Earle, the country singer and songwriter, is 69. Andy Kaufman, oddly enough, the guy who played Andy Kaufman in the movie Man in the Moon, Jim Carrey, also celebrating a birthday, as is Andy Kaufman. He's not celebrating, but he was born on this day. And celebrate if you want. 1949. He passed back in 1984. Mm. And I don't know if you remember Andy Kaufman. He was just a bizarre media character. No one ever knew if he was telling the truth or not.
Mm.
He was, in fact, he died and people were like, he's not dead. It's just a stunt. Mm-hmm. And he actually did. He actually did die, obviously. But he did, he was famous. His one of his most famous moments was when he challenged a professional wrestler back in the late 70s, early 80s, ended up going and doing a wrestling match. And then he came back on the TV talk show. David Letterman said that his neck was broken. He had a big neck support on. And when it was all said and done, it was all just an act, him and the wrestler and everybody. And it looked as real as you could, I mean, it looked real.
Mm.
It all looked real. And when it was all said and done, it was all just an act by everybody, and it was pretty funny. It was pretty good. So Andy Kaufman, one of the great deceivers, maybe the original clickbait guy before clickbait.
Before clickbait was a thing,
yeah,
he was doing it.
He was clickbaiting. He was getting you to believe that this was real and it wasn't. People were clicking in their own senses back in the late 70s, 80s, and it was all just a fraud, but it was entertaining. Maury Povich, talk show host, 75. He was from that era. I heard an interview the other day with Maury Povich on a podcast I listened to, talking about the talk show era of the 80s, the Oprah Winfrey's and the Sally Jesse Raphael's. Very interesting to hear him talk about that moment in TV history. It was kind of the beginning, a transition into reality TV, because there was 8 or 9 different talk shows on during the day, literally at the same time across the networks. And their goal was just to get ratings, whatever it took. And it started out as getting celebrities on there talking, and then somebody took it to the next level, and somebody took it to the next level, and then before you know it, you had Billy Bob and his sister, Louise Beth from down the road, and they didn't know if they were related, and she was pregnant, and we're not sure whose baby it was, and they had a DNA test, and they just took it to the next level.
It was a giant game of one-upping.
Hell, exactly. And Jerry Springer was a part of that. Maury Povich was a part of that. And he's still going. He is 75. He recently wrote a book about his adventures as a talk show host.
Oh.
Muhammad Ali, as we mentioned earlier, born on this day, 1942. Passed in 2016. James Earl Jones is 93 today. And the voice of CNN, I don't know if he is anymore, but iconic voice, James Earl Jones. Betty, do you got a local birthday?
I do have a local birthday.
What you got?
I offered the microphone to Brianna, but she didn't feel like doing that today.
All right. Who we got there?
Happy belated birthday to Patty Hawker from Dawn Slack.
All right, Patty. Yeah! Right away, Patty. Yeah! Yeah! All right. Betty White, the TV actress, is she made it to almost 100 years old, almost to 100 for the Golden Girls and Mary Tyler Moore Show and many, many others that she did. Betty White, born on this day, 1922, passed in 2021.
That was a shame the day we lost her.
Yeah.
I still remember Betty White's Off the Rockers. That was such a wild show.
She was, she did cutting edge stuff in her 90s. I mean, she was.
She never stopped.
No.
Ever.
No, she was good. She was very good. And Benjamin Franklin, the revolutionary writer and printer, and of course we always think of him flying the kite and inventing electricity.
Every time I hear Benjamin, I always think of a certain dollar bill.
Was that the Hondo? Is that what it is?
I think so.
Is it the $100 bill? We always think of him as discovering electricity, and the records show that just because he flew a kite and it got hit by lightning, he didn't.
It was less he discovered it and more electricity put him back in his place.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So Benjamin Franklin, born on this day in 1706. He's still alive.
Celebrating.
No, wait a minute. He
celebrating his almost 300th birthday.
Yes, yes.
And we have him on air in the studio.
And actually, he lived to be almost 84.
That is impressive back in those days.
Well, back in those days, I think the average lifespan was late 50, about 59 or 60.
Yeah, something like that. So he was doing great.
Even less than that, I think. So he lived to be almost 84. Benjamin Franklin, born on this day in 1706. We have 8:43. We're going to throw in a couple of songs here. We've got a lot of guests coming. We got Missy from the Park Falls Chamber, Laura from the Phillips Chamber, and we're going to talk a little basketball with Amy Ring, head coach of the Loggers. All ahead here, close to the 9 o'clock hour.
Let's go! Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fish in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast the line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can. You can keep putting off forever with that girl. heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you keep. If you got a chance,
with Cody Johnson and Till You Can't. We're gonna catch up with Sarah Amy Ring, the head coach of the Phillips Loggers, in just a little bit. Our coaches show delayed from yesterday. We're gonna update you on what's going on with Shawamigan sports right now, though. High school athletic director Darren Patterson, nice enough to join us. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
We're doing good. We're trying to stay warm. Hopefully you're keeping those young elementary kids warm, toasty, challenge at recess, I'm sure, right?
Well, we didn't make it out yesterday, and we actually made the call today to not go out again. It's kind of one of those rules, if the wind chill is below zero, we just stay indoors.
Sure. Good plan.
So we'll stay in our toasty classrooms all day.
All right. Nice and toasty inside in the gym for basketball. We had the girls in action last night. We know that the Phillips team is one of the top teams in the north, maybe one of the top teams in the state. So we knew the Shawamigan girls had their hands full last night. But it's all a process for Coach Ernst and these young girls and just progressing through the year, right?
Yeah, yep. And we certainly knew what we were going to get from Phillips. And they're as good as advertised. They've been on a nice run here for, I don't know, it seems like it's been 5 or 6 years, in particular with their girls program, but they've just been so good. And you are right, Joel. They probably are one of the crown jewels. At least we can say that for Northern Wisconsin. And they're always right on the cutting edge of, you know, qualifying for state. So they're good. They're really good. And we got a taste of that again last night. But I will say about our girls is we got off to a fairly decent start with Phillips. But, you know, we're just not at that level as them. And, you know, we've been talking about this in previous appearances that I've had with you. You know, 9 of our 12 girls right now are freshmen. So, you know, we just got to hang in there. We are getting better. There's no question about it. And I guess you could say that what Phillips has is, you know, like motivation to you know, to try to get to a place like that. That would be really good if we could, and it's certainly a tip of the cap to what they have. And, you know, I just have nothing but respect for Mike Eggerbeck from Phillips, too. You know, very classy about how he goes about a game like that when you have it, you know, one-sided. You know, there wasn't press or anything like that, or, you know, they were just kind of running through their offensive set. So, you know, just really classy on his part, and we wish Phillips good luck the rest of the way, and we'll keep chipping away at it and keep trying to get better, Joel.
Yeah, what do we have home-wise for the girls coming up for people to get out and see this young team play?
Yeah, this Friday we're going to host Newman, and, you know, Newman, we feel strongly that Newman's kind of a an opponent that we can play with. They only have one squad this year. They don't have a JV squad, kind of like us now for the duration of the rest of our season. So, you know, on paper, we might match up with them fairly well. So we're looking forward to that one. So we'll be playing Newman on Friday, and it'll be a 6:30 start, varsity only.
All right. On the boys' side, we knew the Merrillwood North was going to be pretty even. You know, Shawamigan and our boys having some good clashes with Rib Lake and Phillips and Prentice. It's all been... you know, all been very competitive games in that Merrillwood North, and that even though it ended up being, I think, a 13-point game on Monday in Phillips, that was still a real close contest.
It was. Phillips made a nice run in the first half where they got a, you know, a 10-12-point lead, and then it was basically a draw the rest of the way. We just couldn't, you know, break into that single digit consistently where we, you know, could make one more run to maybe square things up. But, you know, Phillips shot the ball really well from the three-point line. But, you know, it's just one of those things, too. Like, I know right now we're in the bottom of the standings in the Merrillwood North, but you just don't know. And in this particular league, you know, a sixth-place team could be the first-place team or whatever. There just seems to be so many matchups that kind of work out, kind of like the NFL. You never know who might win on any given Sunday, but... That's kind of how life is in the Merrillwood North. And, you know, we just have to stay in there and hang in there and, you know, complete the process. I do think if there's one thing that we notice with our boys, and we do have some younger kids relying on some sophomores playing key minutes this year, is this summer they have to get more into the gym and, you know, work on their foot speed and, you know, just be a little bit quicker so we're not always playing a half a step. Slower, you know, when we're on defense, things like that, and learning how to take care of the basketball. Some simple things like that, I think, would do our boys some wonders. And then, you know, if we can improve on that, maybe instead of looking at a 10-point loss, maybe you're looking at a 5-point win. Just little things like that that we could tighten up, I think, will speak volumes for the team.
All right. And a couple chances for people to see the boys play, right? We've got a couple home games coming up here.
We do. We have Newman coming here on Thursday. So we're going to get a back-to-back days of taste of Newman Catholic because the boys play Newman on Thursday here. We'll have JV at 5:45 and varsity at 7:15. And then, like we're saying, the girls post Newman the following day on Friday.
All right. Very, very good.
I should say this too, Joel. We do have Phillips. I know it's a quick turnaround, but we do see the Phillips boys next Tuesday. So usually you don't see teams back-to-back weeks, but it kind of played that way because on Monday this week it was a makeup game with them. But another opportunity for a Price County rivalry game.
All right. Hockey team, they had a contest last night, and they've got a few games coming up before tournament time, sneaking up on them already here.
Yeah, they got into a real competitive game yesterday. We went to Mosinee, and we only have one squad, but we took on the Mosinee JV. So we're kind of playing a little bit of a mixed match of varsity and JV games. And it was a nothing-to-nothing game after two periods. And then Mosinee ended up winning, I believe it was 3-2 or 2-1. I can't remember if it was 2-1 or 3-2, but I know they beat us by one goal. But it was nice for our kids to get into a competitive game. So that was on the road at Mosinee last night. But tomorrow we have Medford coming here, and Ford Bank is going to do their shot. I don't know if it's between. I should look a little bit more into it. I don't know if they're doing it between the first and second periods or the second and third. But they're going to do their intermission shot, and if you get it in the net, it's $10,000. You could win. But regardless, the program will get a small percentage even if you don't make the shot. So that may be something to hopefully entice some people to go to the game tomorrow. But Medford will be here for a 6 o'clock game tomorrow.
All right. Very good. And the wrestling team continuing on here as they were in action this past Saturday. So they continue to battle. And again, they got regionals coming up here in a couple weeks also, right?
Yep. Regionals for wrestling will be January 27th. So just a few weeks out on that. And that'll be at Phillips. Kind of a nice short drive for us, kind of de facto home meet, if you want to say. But that's kind of nice when Phillips hosts regionals, Joel, because we just have to get on a bus for 20 minutes and then they can do all the work for setting it up.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of trying to be funny there. But
you know that from hosting it yourself.
Yes, I do. Usually between Phillips and us in previous years, we kind of alternate between yours taking on the regional. But, wrestlers are coming on. Unfortunately, we did not go to Ladysmith on Saturday. And okay. In hindsight, it turned out the weather wasn't as bad as maybe we were anticipating on Saturday. Because some teams still went, but you know, they have so many Saturday tournaments. Maybe it was a blessing to have a Saturday off, but we'll go to Shell Lake this Saturday. And then next Tuesday we go to Cumberland and then we'll have our regional at Phillips. So yeah, I guess I didn't really think about it in a sense, but we only have a couple more meets before that regional meet.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. I had a chance to, be in the wrestling room last week. As our Al Murphy and our cornhole group made a donation to the youth wrestling, and just the energy of youth wrestling, Darren, I'm sure you see that with kids every day, but goodness gracious, that wrestling room is hopping when those elementary age kids are in there for wrestling practice.
I bet it's a parent blessing, because then when they get their kids home, I'm sure they go to bed nicely for them. But yes, I can picture them just the energy in there and the running around. Obviously it's hopefully organized chaos, but yes, I understand what you're saying there.
Yeah, they got a lot of nice parent volunteers and they've got a nice youth wrestling program going right now with Shawamigan. That's nice to see.
And you know, Joel, like you speak of the youth wrestlers, but we're seeing some real positive signs with our elementary community right now, and it's kind of just like with everything. We have high participation numbers with our wrestling. I know we have some kids playing hockey. I don't know what their numbers are, but, you know, we have kids playing hockey on weekends. And this coming Saturday now, we have, we'll send about 60 third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, boys and girls, up to Ashland where they'll play in games this weekend. And, our parents are just really involved. And we saw this last year with some of our PTO stuff. Where we had families come in, and we have over 100 families coming in, and just kind of thinking of some of the things that we have going on with our youth. And it doesn't really matter what the program is or what it is, but we seem to have kind of a vibrant thing right now where people want their kids doing things. And maybe going back 5-8 years ago, we didn't really get a sense like that, that, you know, we had this much push to get our kids into things. And just kind of looking at it from afar, as you know, as the AD, or you know, now that I have kids in elementary, it's kind of cool to see that that our community is kind of rallying and trying to get these kids involved in things. And hopefully we can get ourselves back up to par then with, you know, what our neighbors are doing and some of these other schools that have, you know, maybe been ahead of the trend a little bit sooner than we were.
Yeah, all starts with the parents. You're right. All right, Darren, well, thank you so much for the update. We'll hopefully catch you again next Wednesday, okay?
Thanks, Joel. Have a good day.
Thank you. Darren Patterson, our high school athletic director. You can check out the sports schedules at csdk12.net. If you're a Wisconsin high school sports fan, there's a site called WIS Sports, which is very, very good site. WIS, WISSports.net. That has scores, schedules, and stats, and all kinds of stuff of Wisconsin high school sports.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless.
Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts.
So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.